You are cordially invited to Save the Date, a Christian romance anthology, coming up next right here on The Right Stuff. Showcasing Christian authors from all over the world. England, Canada, India, Thailand, UK, USA. It's Tuesday night, and this is The Right Stuff. With your host, the queen of Tuesday night, Parker J. Coles. Hi, and welcome to The Right Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J. Thank you so much for joining me. I am so excited to be showcasing this wonderful Christian romance anthology simply called Save the Date, one epic collection, 12 weddings to remember. And I want to make sure you RSVP your front row seat to these inspirational romances that will last a lifetime. You all know how much I love romance, and this month we are talking romance on The Right Stuff. And today I have with me my guest co-host and contributor, Lee Wen Ho. You guys remember her from before. I love Lee Wen's writing. I love her story. She writes such great stories, and I can't wait to delve into her story that she wrote for this anthology, as well as another story I received, because this is an anthology you're definitely going to love. What's really cool is that you can pre-order your copy of Save the Date Now, a Christian romance anthology, for 99 cents. It's available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So make sure you go ahead, go to the Zon or wherever, and get your pre-order copy of Save the Date. Definitely want to thank our corporate sponsors for their support. But those of you looking to find a way to build your readership, go to christianbookclub.net, browse through, and see how they can help you. Radio app is alive. For those of you who have Christian fiction and nonfiction books, and you want an app that's solely dedicated to uplifting fiction and nonfiction to the Most High, Radio app is for you. To find out how you can get your catalog on this wonderful app, go to radioapp.com. We definitely want to thank our Patreon team for their support by making this podcast possible. I couldn't do it without you. So prayerfully consider if this is the place to put your dollars at this year. Go to patreon.com/writestuff and see if this is something that you can help us build. And if not, you know I always say this, doesn't matter, because I covet your prayers. So continue to pray for our podcast as we continue to showcase Christian authors worldwide. And we have been doing that now this year for 8 years. And some of you have been with me since the beginning. I want to thank you so much for that. As always, you're welcome to join in the conversation. All you got to do is call in at 646-668-8485 and press 1 to be live on air, or hit me on Twitter at Parker J. Cole, hashtag write stuff with your questions or comments. We'll be right back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Speculative Fiction Cantina is your weekly hypodermic injection of science fiction, fantasy, horror, alternate history, and things weird and wonderful in the world of books and writers. You'll hear from writers who bend the rules and drive the narrative. We ask authors the hard questions. We do the show in our pajamas. Join S. Evan Townsend on this journey over the rainbow and through the looking glass. The Speculative Fiction Cantina on Rightstream Radio, every Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern.
Hi, my name is Kevin Newsom, and I am the host of the Christian Arts and Entertainment Podcast. I am an author, musician, and worship pastor. On my podcast, we talk art and entertainment in all its forms: music, writing, movies, art, and more. Join us each week as we wrestle with two questions. What is a Christian artist's responsibility when creating art? And what is the Christian consumer's responsibility when consuming art? You'll find the Christian Arts and Entertainment Podcast on your favorite podcast platform and in full video on YouTube. go to www.pressepic.com for more information. Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and in your podcast app, and I'll see you soon.
We're back with the Queen of Tuesday Night and her guests.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. Today, we are talking to Lee Wen Ho. She is one of the contributors of Save the Date, a Christian romance anthology available for pre-order on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. This is one epic collection, 12 weddings to remember. You can kind of tell from the title, Save the Date, because you are cordially invited to fall in love. And I cannot wait to tell you more about this. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my guest, co-host, and contributor today, Lee Wen Ho. Lee Wen, how are you doing today?
Hi, Parker. I'm good. Thank you for having me back.
And I'm so glad to have you back. As you already know, I am a fan of your work. And I was preparing for this show. I was like, you know, I haven't had Lee Wen on in a minute. And I had reached out to you, you know, last year sometimes. I can't come on now. And I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I haven't read a Lee Wen Ho book in a minute. And I have to read one. And so when I picked up the copy of your contribution to this Christian romance anthology, I said, I know why I love Lee Wen. I just love the way she writes. I love her style. I love her vibrancy. And this contribution to this anthology is no exception. So I'm really excited to showcase this to our listeners today and to help people hopefully find their next new read, as this whole month, I'm all about romance this whole month. Okay. And for those of you who don't know, I love romance. So you may have figured it out by now, but I love romance. And Lee Wen is here to help us unpack this anthology called Save the Date, a Christian romance anthology. And again, it's available for pre-order on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So Lee Wen, it's been a minute since the last time you were here with us. So go ahead, reintroduce yourself to some and present yourself to others.
Okay. So basically, well, I tell people I'm a wife and mom by day and a romance author at night. So I'm a night owl. I do love my brain at night. But during the day,
Hey, Lee Wen, come a little bit closer. Come a little bit closer. You kind of went off a little bit. Say that again. Start over again. Sorry about that.
No problem. Sorry. Basically, I'm a wife and mom by day and a romance author at night. I live in California with my husband. We'll be married 20 years this May. And we have two kids, son and a daughter. And basically, I love all things romance-related, whether it's books or movies. Lately, during quarantine, I've been watching a lot of Chinese dramas, and those are really good inspiration for my stories.
They really are. I love like K-dramas and Chinese dramas. I love those. They are some of the best dramas on the planet because those writers know how to take your and ring them in two. And oh my gosh, I'm so glad you said it. My face is hot just thinking about it because I love drama. I haven't watched them in a while, though, because I've been writing. I have a very heavy writing schedule. But I totally feel you on Chinese dramas, you know. And I like the fact you mentioned that because that has a lot to do with your own heritage as a Chinese woman. And I would love to, you know how much of that really impacts your writing, because nowadays, people are very interested in own voices and people writing stories from their own perspective. So tell us how that impacts your writing.
I do intentionally have Asian characters, Chinese characters in my stories. From the feedback I've gotten from readers, they really enjoy learning about different cultures and not only the stereotypes, but beyond that. So I do try to include, Asian characters. They don't always sell well, to be honest, but there is a market for them. Yeah. So I do enjoy writing about my own culture.
Oh, for sure. And I know you guys helped me when I was writing my book that details Chinese characters, Chinese Asian characters from the Qing Dynasty. And they had to come over here. And that was a lot of fun. I did get a lot of the feedback on it. Because actually, I don't know if I told you, Lee, when I have found a poem that was written during the Qing dynasty. I'm probably saying it wrong, but wrote during that dynasty. And a friend of mine had his friend translate it. And he said, you have no idea how difficult that is, because that's from back in the day. And they wrote very high. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I was blessed more than I thought I would be. So, yeah. But I like the fact that you said how you put your own culture into it and add that. And sometimes it can be a good sell. Sometimes it can't. But I'm glad that you don't let that stop you from putting that into your book. So like I said, right now people are very interested in own voices and diverse fiction, things of that nature. And that's good to see. That's good to see that opening up for, particularly in Christian romance, that's opening up. So we have this anthology, Save the Date, a Christian romance anthology. Again, for those of you listening, it's 99 cents on Amazon or wherever books are sold. So you have some heavy hitters within this anthology. And I just got to name a few of these. We got Haley Brigham. We got Carrie Trumbo, T.K. Chapin. And I can never say her name. I see her name all the time, but I cannot say her name. I want to say Shoshana. Shoshana. Then Shoshana. Then Dory, yourself, yeah. Lisa Freisek, Cammie, Jane Thompson, Marion. I can never pronounce her last name, and J.C. Weaver. You know, these are some heavy hitters within the inspirational romance community. And that's really cool to have these heavy hitters become part of this anthology. So, of course, the first thing I'm going to ask is, what's the genesis behind it? How did you say, you know what, yeah, let's write a book about weddings?
Good question. Basically, Jan Thompson actually reached out to me and everyone else. And she had this idea to, focus it on weddings, which everyone loves, and then also just to have each author write include a special wedding dress in their story. So we're hoping that that's what really draws the readers in, to have that unique feature. And also each story takes place in a different month of the year. So mine is in December, so that's kind of a different angle, too. So that's how it came out.
I like, too, that you do have the wedding aspect, because I love weddings. I really do. I have one guy where I used to work at. He said, I prefer funerals to weddings because at least I know everyone at the funeral. Right? And I said, whatever, okay? I said, but the thing about weddings is that they symbolize two people coming together, right? And they're coming together. So at the weddings, no, you may not know everyone. But, hopefully many, many, many years later down the road, maybe at the funeral, you will know these people. So I understand his cynicism, honestly. But I'm like, no, weddings are beautiful. They just have that romantic element. And I love that in romance, having that happily ever after aspect. And I'm a happily ever after girl. And for those of you listening, in romance, there's different schools of thought about how the end should be, if it's happily ever after or happily for now. And those are some of the talks that happen within the industry. For yourself, Lee Wen, which do you prefer when it comes to your romances, happily ever after or happily for now?
I would say happily ever after. There's really no point in reading the romance, because we do want that, guarantee that they are going to live happily ever after. It's not just a temporary thing.
Yeah, but that's why we like romance. We like to know that this couple, even though in real life it may not happen, but this couple in this book that I've followed their journey, they're going to be happily ever after. And I love that aspect of romance. A lot of people negate that. And so you have this whole thing about the weddings. You have and there's another aspect of this story, too, is the dresses. And every woman who's gotten married, the dress is, if it's not the most important part, it's right up there next to, no, it's the most important part. It's the most important part of the whole thing. And I like the cover of this book. It shows this beautiful bride in a wedding dress, and she has this lovely bouquet. Her hair is looking nice, but it's the dress that makes the whole thing. Each of these short stories in this anthology feature a dress. And I know for Carrie's story, that's the one I read so far, Carrie's story, the dress is really an integral part of our heroine's journey. And I know the dress for your character, it kind of fulfills her journey when she looks at it. So I can't wait to delve into these two stories. But before I do that, I want people let people know more about what you write as a whole. So tell us about some of your works that you have out there right now, just so people can get an idea of what they can expect when they pick up a Lee Winhoe book.
Sure. So I do write what's called clean and wholesome romance, and then I write Christian romance, which is the faith aspect. I have a couple of series out. One is called The Spark Brothers, and those are, you know, solving five brothers and how they find love. And I also have an adult series out. That was kind of a fun thing I did to try out, and I did actually enjoy that a lot. So, but for now, I'm mostly concentrating on Christian romance.
You say you're concentrating on which romance, Leland?
Oh, Christian romance.
Okay, yeah. Okay, making sure I heard you right. Yeah, so just so people can know, like I said, I love your books and everything. What we're going to do is take a quick short break. When we come back, we're going to delve into this anthology and delve into, in particular, Lee Wynn's story in the anthology that I can't wait for you to pick up. So go ahead, pre-order your copy of Save the Date, a Christian Romance Anthology, available on Amazon or wherever books are sold. And you still have the opportunity to call in and weigh in on our discussion. All you got to do is call in at 646-668-8485. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Christian authors and writers, welcome to Readio. Readio app. Developed exclusively for showcasing Christian fiction and nonfiction ebooks and audiobooks. Tired of book sales plummeting due to algorithm-influenced unrelated classifications? Books lost amongst non-Christian content? Readio allows you to reach your target audience, who's eager to devour your Most High God-inspired books in a variety of Christian subgenres. You write in a niche market. Readio solely caters to it. Follow at Readio App today on social media or visit readioapp.com to know when we are accepting author catalog uploads. Readio, the best app for the most high-influence ebooks and audiobooks.
God gives humans the gift of making amazing stories to glorify Him. At SpeculativeFaith.com, our ministry is to help fans explore fantasy, science fiction, supernatural stories, and beyond from an intentional and biblical Christian perspective. We share daily articles and have extensive archives tackling hot topics like end times beliefs, the art of writing, creative excellence in the Christian subcultures, discernment, sex, magic, Harry Potter, and space aliens and the Bible. If you are a parent or anyone else with a discriminating palate, our reviewers explore fantastical novels, movies, television, and games in light of God's beauty, goodness, and truth. Want to find Christian stories? The SpecFaith Library lists every fantastical novel we can find from a Christian author. It's all part of our mission to discern, engage, and enjoy fantastical human creativity in honor of our Creator, Jesus Christ. SpeculativeFaith.com, exploring fantastical stories for God's glory.
Sofa Talk podcast will consider Spurgeon's morning and evening devotionals, which deal with all of the things that we are fearful and anxious of, like job, family, and our country. Plus, we will take your prayer requests. Join us on upcoming episodes Monday through Friday for Sofa Talk at anchor.fm/russell-sherard. That's anchor.fm/Russell-Sherard.
We're back with the Queen of Tuesday Night and her guests.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. So glad you're here as we chat with Lee Wen Ho. She is one of the contributors to the anthology Save the Date, a Christian romance anthology, one epic collection, 12 weddings to remember. So I want to make sure that you RSVP for your front row seat. Simply go to Amazon.com and pick up your copy today for 99 cents. Or wherever books are sold. And once again, Lee Wen, thank you so much for allowing me to showcase this wonderful anthology. I can already tell from the caliber of authors that you have that's going to be in this anthology that it is going to be epic, just like you guys said. And just a sampling of the stories, your story and Carrie's, lets me know that this is one sweet, warming, going to make your insides mush and melt kind of anthology. And what's really unique is that more readers who read romance actually want sweet romances. They're not always into sensuality. They're not always into the very explicit, heavy stuff. Sometimes they just want to get that feeling. You know, they want to feel like, and they want the first blush of love or the second chance romance or, you know, enemies to lovers without all the stuff in between it. They just want that romance. And this definitely fits the bill here. And I want to talk about your story, like I said, and your story literally had me laughing out loud. My dog was asleep when I was reading your story earlier. She was asleep. And I laughed out loud at one point, and I jerked her awake. Her little four paws went up into the air like, oh, my gosh, what happened, you know? So I'm really excited to showcase this anthology, really excited about it. So I want to talk about your story. So go ahead, give us a little bit of the premise of your story, but not too much because it's a short story. These are very quick reads. You could probably read one story in a half an hour. I mean, if you read like me, I read very quickly. So, but you could read these stories in like two sittings tops, maybe, you know. And I just want you to tell about your story and what it is about.
Sure. So my story is called One Vow for September, and I named it that because, well, basically my story is set in September, and also the heroine's name is September. I thought it was kind of a fun thing to do. So basically she and the male lead, Tristan, are colleagues at a magazine, and they're both writers. And she comes up with an idea to do a article on vow renewals. And then her boss, decides that she needs to go actually do research in person, but to make it more authentic, she needs to bring a guy along, pretend to be her husband. So, you know, long story short, Tristan actually volunteers, even though he's kind of jaded and, not looking for a relationship, but he's always been kind of intrigued by her. So he volunteers, and then they spend a week doing, you know, the usual stuff, going to look at cake tasting, visiting a photographer, trying on dresses, things like that. And then, you know, since it's a rom-com, a lot of things go awry, but there is a happy ending, so that's pretty much it in a nutshell.
What I like too about your offering in September, I love the fact that these are mature characters. And what I mean by mature is a lot of romances only happen, and I can't help it, I write the same way. They only happen when they're in their 20s. You know, like after 39, nothing else happens. You're just an old maid that will never be married ever again. And so I like that both our characters are older, they're more mature, they're in their 40s. And I like the fact that the rom-com is with a more mature couple, because usually rom-coms, again, they have that young set, new adult set that's like, oh, my gosh, we'll make all these mistakes now because when we're old, we won't make mistakes. So I like that you added that element to your story. One thing I found really fascinating is how well-developed the story was for such a short piece. And there are authors who can write 100,000 words, 200,000 words, and won't blink an eye. But to write less than 30 or less than 25,000 words to have a complete story, they don't know how you can do that. But we do, because we know how to take that that aspect and really just turn it onto its head. And that's what I really liked about your story, how cohesive it was. It doesn't feel like a short read. It actually feels like you're following on this journey with this couple. And what I like about Tristan, who's our hero in the story, he is highly skeptical of the emotions that he has, though, because you mentioned that he was intrigued by her. And I like that aspect when it comes to romance. There are very familiar tropes in romance that carry out. And it's the fact that I've always had a certain interest in you. And those are the type of things that I think romance readers like, knowing that the hero has always had something for the heroine, particularly when they know each other because they're colleagues. And what I like about September is that she thinks one thing is going to happen, and he convinces her that it doesn't happen. But because he convinces her that, she's able to look past her plan and get to her goal here. And I love the fake fiancé aspect of this story, too. The fake fiancé. I love that. That's a common trope in romance as well. So lots of things you packed into just this one short story. That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's amazing how multi-layered and well-developed the story is. And it just goes to show that everyone in this anthology is going to have really unique ability to do that. But with we have Tristan and September, you have people who are also very sincere in their faith. And that's the unique aspect of this Christian romance anthology, is that unapologetically, and I love the fact that you're doing it, unapologetically, this is a Christian romance. And so it's going to have that element of faith in there. Why, when you guys were just putting this together, it would have been just simple to say, we're just going to have a clean and wholesome romance. That also sells, too. Why was it important for all of you to say, no, we're going to say this is a Christian romance anthology?
I think it's because, you know, we're all Christians. We all write
for
Christian
sure.
romance. There is just something more special, more permanent about, you know, Christians falling in love. And we really want to highlight the faith aspect, that these were, you know, meaningful, deep stories with characters who are growing, evolving in their faith and their relationships. So we really want to emphasize, you know, the role that God plays in these relationships and these stories.
I like, too, that the characters aren't, what's the word I want to use, Lee Wen, because this has been a major critique of Christian fiction in general. So I'm trying to find the appropriate word. I'm trying to think of what the word is. They're not one-dimensional. That's the word. They're not one-dimensional. Like I said, like Tristan, he's flawed because he's coming from a painful past. But on the surface, he seems extremely well put together, kind of cocky, you know, a little bit cocky and a little bit arrogant, you know. But he's from a place of pain, whereas September, she seems as if she's got it all together, but then she realized she doesn't. And I think this is important when you have Christian romance to show flawed characters. And some of my literature was saying, well, isn't everyone flawed in Christian fiction? No, a lot of times they have these perfect Christian characters. I mean, perfect, absolutely perfect. Like, wow, I wish I could be this person. And they're instantly in their faith and they don't waver. You're like, wow. So I don't have that myself. So I like to read things that have that aspect of it. So one of the things I like about your book, too, is the setting, because they work for a magazine. And this magazine is, I think it's a women's magazine, but they have different things going on. And Tristan happens to be the only guy for this magazine. And I like it because he says something, literally he says one thing, and all of them are like, oh, that's such a great idea, Tristan. And September's like, oh, my gosh, it is not that deep. I love that aspect of the story, too. So another aspect I want to talk to you about was when you talk about weddings. And, you know, we use different ideas in our stories, but when you were using this particular story, were you also trying to educate your reader as well? Because she does give you money-saving tips. I mean, she really does, but she's just really frugal. So, yeah, I don't know whether that was like, well, I learned this, so you guys can learn this, too. I'm going to wrap it up in the story. I would love to know your thought process behind that.
Well, it's to stay true to, you know, the whole idea of the article, which is to save money on wedding on vow renewals. I did do some research, and it was kind of fun. You know, I wanted to include, to make it practical too. I guess I'm a very practical person, so, and I'm kind of frugal, so, you know, I thought, why not? So at the end of the story, there is a brief section that kind of details, you know, how you can save money on these vow renewals.
Yeah, I thought that was funny. And I found it funny too, like, okay, we really did learn something throughout this whole conversation, this whole journey. We learned something I want to share with the readers. And that's what I liked about it too, is just that practical application as well. So my next question has to do with some of the themes that you discuss in the short romantic element. What are some of those themes?
I want to keep it lighthearted, but also tackle some of the bigger issues of second chances, where, you know, Tristan, he was jaded after, you know, the past relationship didn't work out. So he was trying to learn how to trust God for his future and how to open up his heart again for love. And then there's also the idea for September that she also needed to trust God to want more than, you know, just settling for a relationship that's kind of for the sake of stability, but not really for love. And also to be willing to take a chance on Tristan. So I think especially, you know, for Christians, just learning to trust God in our everyday decisions, situations, that's really a big thing. So that's something I wanted to highlight.
I thought that was evident as well, because God is the God of second chances. And third and fourth and a thousand chances, I should say. But the fact that he gives grace to us when we fall, that's reflected here in Tristan and September's relationship. And, of course, there's the rom-com aspect of this story. And I'm not going to spoil it, but there's a scene where basically they get distracted. And it cost him money. Let's just say it cost him a lot of money at the end. And he kind of sits there like, oh, gosh, you know. And those laugh out loud moments in this story, I cannot tell you. I mean, I really laughed. Like, I'm not joking. Like, I really laughed. And I was really just there. And there's a scene where September, she's, like, at this crossroads in the decision-making. And the side characters who were ancillary to the whole plot, all of a sudden they take over, and I could just see the whole scene acted right in front of me. Like, this could literally be the basis of a Hallmark movie. This right whole scene was that. I mean, I wanted to tell Hallmark, you got your next movie. If you needed one, it's here, right here. And Lee Wynn wrote it. So, yeah, I really enjoyed the story. And so when you were getting your ideas together, because you wanted that, again, that Chinese cultural aspect of the story, I like how you added about, I think it was Lao Pao, I think that's the term. Am I saying it wrong?
Lao Pao.
Okay. Yeah, say it. It doesn't give anything away, so I don't mind asking the question. What is that term and what does it mean for both him and for her?
Yeah, so Lao Pao actually is the Mandarin phrase. It translates loosely into kind of like old wife, old woman. But it's a term of endearment. So something you would say to your wife, you know, and then there, on the flip side, the wife would call the husband Lao Gong, which is also like an old man, old husband. So these are, you know, really familiar terms. Something you would only say to someone you really are intimate with, that you've known for a while, that you're basically your spouse.
I was thinking like my old lady and my old man. That's what I was thinking when I was reading that story. And that is something you would say to someone there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, your story has a lot of depth to it and just a lot of fun things going on with the story. So for our listeners out there, we're talking about Save the Date, a Christian romance anthology. It's available for pre-order on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. So make sure you go ahead. Click on that today. It's one epic collection with 12 weddings to remember by some of the biggest names, in my opinion, in inspirational romance. So go ahead, get your copy today. We're going to go ahead and take a quick short break. When we come back, we'll be talking more with Lee Wynn Ho and about Save the Date, a Christian romance anthology. We'll be right back after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, is your book club in need of some fresh and exciting questions to ask club members and authors at your next book club meeting? Literizations, the book conversation game, is 70 thought-provoking questions to really get into an in-depth discussion about the books you and your club members are reading. These questions really get into the characters, the storyline, and into the author's head. These questions may just give you and your book club members a whole new way to get into a new conversation, a literization. Literizations is also a great set of tools for bloggers, interviewers, and authors to use a discussion question. Are you ready to get lit? Please visit our website at litversations.com, LITVERSATION.com. And please like our Facebook page at Simply Said Reading Accessories. Thank you.
Christian authors and writers, welcome to Readio. Readio app, developed exclusively for showcasing Christian fiction and nonfiction ebooks and audiobooks. Tired of book sales plummeting due to algorithm-influenced unrelated classifications? Books lost amongst non-Christian content? Readio allows you to reach your target audience, who's eager to devour your Most High God-inspired books in a variety of Christian subgenres. You write in a niche market. Readio solely caters to it. Follow at Readio App today on social media or visit readioapp.com to know when we are accepting author catalog uploads. Readio, the best app for the Most High influenced ebooks and audiobooks.
Engaging the culture's imagination through speculative fiction, The Untold Podcast produces audio fiction from a Christian worldview. Find us over at untoldpodcast.com, where we partner with authors to tell science fiction, fantasy, supernatural, and horror stories. Find links at untoldpodcast.com to subscribe via iTunes, Stitcher, and a variety of other platforms. Each month we produce high-quality audio fiction that's free to download and free to listen. Our submissions are open, and we're always looking to add another great story to over 24 hours of narrative entertainment. Find all of our audio fiction over at www.untoldpodcast.com.
How do fantasy and sci-fi help make us into better people? And how can Christians best glorify our Lord Jesus Christ as we enjoy these stories? Also, where can you find the best fantastical Christian novels? Yes, they do exist, and we know exactly where to find them.
From the creators of Lorehaven magazine and from biblical Christian storytellers around the world comes a new podcast for readers of amazing stories. We call it Fantastical Truth.
I'm E. Stephen Burnett.
And I'm Zachary Russell. Our mission is to find biblical truth in fantastic stories. We apply the wonders of these imaginary worlds to the real world our Creator has called us to serve.
Toward that chief end, we will find the best novels by Christian authors, fantasy, science fiction, and beyond. Together, we will explore these stories in light of the gospel, and we'll join these authors and other creative friends on this joyful journey to find the happiness and holiness of Jesus by exploring His gift of truthful imagination.
Please subscribe at lorehaven.com or on podcast players everywhere.
Join us in this eternal quest to seek and find fantastical truth.
We're back with the Queen of Tuesday Night and her guest.
Hi, and welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Right Stuff here on WPJC 104.5. I have just been raving about Lee Wen Ho's contribution to Save the Date, a Christian romance anthology available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. One epic collection, 12 weddings to remember. So you are cordially invited to RSVP for your front row seat to inspirational romances that last a lifetime. Some of the authors included in this wonderful collection are Carrie Trumbull, Hallie Bridgman, T.K. Chapin, Shultana Habeck, Shoshana Gabriel, and more, not least of which is Lee Wen Ho, who is on the air with us today to talk about this wonderful anthology. And what Lee Wen is going to do for us right now, she's going to read an excerpt from her contribution to this wonderful anthology. So, Lee Wen, I'm going to go ahead, mute myself. Go ahead, set us up with where you are in the story, and then go ahead and read your excerpt.
Okay, so basically this is in the beginning of the story where Tristan and September are in their staff meeting at work, and they're kind of talking about throwing around ideas about what articles to write about for an issue coming up. So I'll start, so the editor's name is Maggie, and then there's Tristan and September. So I'll start here where Tristan has just given his idea. This is written from September's point of view. But Tristan has the nerve to flash me a slick smile before he continues. I'm thinking we focus on renewal, giving up things in our lives that are outdated, unnecessary, and healthy, and incorporating new beliefs, habits, and relationships that are good for us. He nods and leans back proudly in his chair. One would think he just shared the key to world peace instead of spouting off some mumbo-jumbo self-help stuff. I can't believe anyone is buying his spiel. Everyone around the table is already jotting down notes. Bravo, yes. Renewal is the perfect theme for the changing of seasons. Maggie's hazel eyes light up as she starts clapping. Well done, Tristan. I fight to keep my jaw from dropping. She just gave him credit for my idea. Okay, so it wasn't completely mine, but I did pitch in. Why does he get all the recognition? Just because he has a sexy voice and smoldering good looks? It was a team effort. He surprises me with a wink. I'm sure September has more great ideas up her sleeve, don't you? My jaw does drop now. Is Tristan actually being nice to me, or is he putting me on the spot to make me squirm? I have no idea, but I'm not going to waste his chance. I flash him a tight smile, then straighten in my seat. Finally, my time to shine. Good thing I did some brainstorming over the weekend for my September savings column. Yes, my parents named me after the ninth month of the year. The reason? The number 9, which in Chinese sounds like the word for everlasting, brings fortune. As far as I'm concerned, the reason I'm debt-free is because I'm an expert at being frugal. That's why readers love my tips. How about home makeovers on a budget? I can talk about using thrift store finds, such as furniture and clothing, repurposing them, or we can focus completely on what people already have in their closets. I suddenly remember an article I read recently. Did you know there's a business that helps women upcycle their wedding gowns? It's a fun and creative way to turn a once-in-a-lifetime memory into a piece of jewelry, ornament, or a christening gown that can be passed down to future generations. I bet this would be a big hit with our readers. I can't help the grin that overtakes my face. I know nothing about baseball, but I feel like I just hit a home run. Now it's my turn to sit back and wait for the applause. And nothing. A few moments pass and I look around the room, listening to the sound of crickets. My mouth grows dry. I kind of hope a swarm of locusts will appear to put an end to my misery. Well, Maggie nods reluctantly, our brows drawn together. It's a start. But let's keep our theme in mind. We really want to drive home the idea of renewal. Right. We can't forget about Tristan's theme. Oops. My tone is more sarcastic than I intend it to be. I really need an attitude adjustment. It's not like I'm misperfect. I need God's grace as much as anyone. So I choose to put on my big girl pants and focus on doing my job, not keeping score. And that's when a brilliant idea pops into my head. That renewals. What about a how-to article on renewing your wedding vows on a budget? There are gasps of surprise and delight all around the table. Maggie gives me a thumbs up, making me beam with pride. Her reaction is almost as good as getting the Pulitzer Prize. I'm floating on cloud 999 when she says, I want you to do some serious research for this September. It has to be believable. Of course, I'll call around and get quotes from vendors. I'll read all of the reviews, too, to make sure they offer quality services. I want this to be a factual, helpful article for our readers. Then I think it's best if you go in person and try them out. There's no better way to know what it tastes-wise unless you eat it. I wonder if I'm understanding her correctly. You're saying you want me to pretend to plan a vow renewal ceremony? Bingo. But I don't have a husband to renew my vows with. Pish-posh, you don't need a real one. Take a friend or a cousin. I don't care who. Maggie waves her red peony nails in the air. Just write the article and make it good. My heart sinks. Other than Chad, the nails in my life are my girlfriend's significant others, and asking for their help doesn't feel right. The only other guy I know, Mr. I'm Too Sexy and I Know It, is completely out of the question. But something in me, most likely desperation,
makes me look over at Tristan. That's when I hear his low, confident voice declare, "I'll be your pretend husband."
And that is an excerpt from One Vow for September, which is part of the Save the Date, a Christian Romance Anthology, which is available for pre-order on Amazon for 99 cents. So make sure you guys go ahead and pick up your copy today. I particularly like that one because it was the last thing our heroine September expected to happen. She did not expect Tristan to say, "Okay, I'll be your pretend husband." And then you can just tell that the laughs and the heartwarming is going to follow. And that's what I really enjoyed about your story, was the fact that, you know, it's going to have this wonderful tone, lighthearted, laugh out loud moments, but also have that inspirational element where their faith is very much a big part of their lives. And that's what I really liked about this particular anthology. And so I want to let our listeners know that there are some other works that you're currently working on. You said earlier that you're keeping your focus on Christian romance right now. So what else do you have coming up the pipeline?
So basically, I have a new series coming, and One Vow for September is actually the last book in the series. The series is going to be all about couples in their 40s, so it's called The Fab 40s. And I had to meet a deadline, so I actually wrote this, the last book first. But I'm working on the first book. I hope to have 5 books out this year in that series.
Looking forward to that. I like the mature, the mature couples, because love doesn't stop at 39, like most people think, especially when you realize that you're like over quote unquote 40, you know, and you're like, "I'm still falling in love. I still want to have happiness." It's like my emotions turned off when I turned this old, you know? So, yeah, I really like the fact that you're doing that. So, you know, we're getting to the end of our show today, Leewin. I want to thank you so much for letting me showcase Save the Date, a Christian Romance Anthology. Like I said, we got some great authors here. I know they're going to write some fabulous stuff. So when can people expect for this to drop hot into their reading devices?
Yeah, so the anthology is on pre-order, and it will be released on September 14th. But you can also go ahead and pre-order it now. There's a link, it's Books to Read. That's the number 2, booktoread.com/Save the Date Anthology. And you can find it on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, on all the retail stores.
You know, Leewin, when you started your journey of writing, you probably didn't see yourself here. And when you look back at where you were then and where you are now, what are some encouraging words that you can share with our listeners today?
Yeah, definitely. It's been, I think this is my 7th year, and I've learned so much over the years. But one thing I would say is just to be open to feedback on your writing. I think that when I started to do that, to find critique partners to work with, that's when I really grew in my craft. And, you know, I developed a thicker skin as well. And another thing would just be to enjoy the process, especially if you've been writing a while and it's easy to get burned out, you know, but to remember to take time off between books and to just really fill up your creative well, to, you know, maybe read books, watch movies, do other hobbies, just so that you can feel refreshed and have, you know, more ideas to come in to, and to be creative with.
If people want to get in contact with you, where can they find you online?
I do have a website, but it's currently being revamped. So you can find me on Amazon. That's amazon.com/author/ Leewin Ho. Or I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/author Leewin Ho.
I know about the whole website thing, Leewin, because I had to get mine revamped, and it hasn't moved probably since months. It's been months since I updated that thing, and I was sitting there like, the other day I was looking at my website like, I really have to update this thing. And I hate doing it because it takes so much out of me. And, you know, my administrative assistant is on permanent leave, so it's just me. You know what I mean? It's just me. So I'm like, okay, I have to do this. So I definitely understand what you mean. So at least we can find you online. And when you go online, you can see all the numerous romances that she has out there. And Leewin, once again, thank you so very much for being with me on the show today. I can't wait to have you back and have you back soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Parker. It was fun.
And we were talking today to Lee Wen Ho. She is one of the contributors of Save the Date, a Christian romance anthology available on Amazon.com or wherever books are sold. Like I was saying, one epic collection, 12 weddings to remember. So you are cordially invited. If you love inspirational romance, this is the anthology with some heavy hitters in the genre themselves, including Shoshana Gabriel, Carrie Trumbo, Hallie Brigman, and more. You're definitely going to love this anthology. Make sure you pre-order your copy today. So when September 14th hits, guess what? You don't even have to wait. You can just dig right in because you've already saved the date. Thank you so much for joining me for this edition of The Right Stuff. I'm the queen of Tuesday nights, Parker J, and you have a wonderful, absolutely glorious, blessed day.